This is KUT. Businesses are playing an increasingly vocal role in debates over laws that opponents say allow discrimination against people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. And following controversial bills in North Carolina and Mississippi, businesses across Texas are gearing up to take on similar bills in the legislature next year. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
There have been times lately where economic arguments against so-called religious freedom laws have won out. Just this month, Georgia's Republican Governor Nathan Deal vetoed a bill that would have given legal protection to businesses that deny services to LGBT people. The veto came after backlash from LGBT groups and the business community.
Our actions on House Bill 757 are not just about protecting the faith-based community or providing business-friendly climate for job growth in Georgia. I believe it is about the character of our state.
And this wasn't a one-off. In 2013, Republican Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoed a similar bill at the urging of business leaders like the Super Bowl Host Committee and the CEO of American Airlines.
I sincerely believe that Senate Bill 1062 has the potential to create more problems than it purports to solve.
But there have been states where bills have been signed into law, and reaction from companies has been pretty swift. PayPal recently canceled plans to open up a new global operations center in North Carolina after a bathroom bill that activists say discriminates against the transgender community was signed into law.
Every time that happens, we see an uptick in Texas employers and chambers and what have you signing our pledge.
That's Jessica Shortall with Texas Competes. Her group is working to create a unified voice in the Texas business community that says LGBT inclusion is good for the state's economy. Shortall says every time an anti-LGBT bill gets national attention, more companies in Texas join.
It is proving out what the data was already telling us, that this is a true, real and present economic risk. And something that the Texas business community has been very effective in keeping at bay by being proactive about it.
Shortall says the group publicly launched in 2015 with about 100 companies pledging. She says now Texas Competes has more than 850 companies pledging support for an LGBT-friendly climate in Texas. Republican state leaders have asked state lawmakers to look into legislation next year that would protect religious freedom when it comes to things like adoption and shielding government workers who say performing certain jobs duties would violate their religious beliefs. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.